been so much fun watching the kids from right across Mosaic engage and tell us the bits of the Christmas story that they know. It's an amazing story, this Christmas story, and I don't know how often you have actually stopped to think about the different characters in the story. The way that God chose to bring the Saviour into the world, this baby, the number of different people that were called in and out of this story. It's quite an interesting story to look at. And that's what we have been doing this year over December at Mosaic is asking why for each of these characters. We've looked at Mary and how Mary was this very gentle and humble person whose first response when the angels came to her was to say yes. Whatever your plan is for me, yes. And we've looked at how the angels came to and appeared to a number of people. And Reece spoke to us about angels and said the interesting thing is angels only seem to become visible and appear in a way that humans can see very rarely throughout the whole of the scriptures. They only show up, if you like, and reveal themselves when something quite significant is happening, when there is a very profound message to be delivered. And we looked at these wise men or magi that came from foreign lands. This baby that was to be born was worthy to have people travel halfway across the world to bow down and bring gifts that were very expensive. This is an amazing story. But why shepherds? Why did the angels go out and appear to shepherds in the field? Have you ever stopped to think about who the shepherds were, what their role was in this story? We're going to take just a very brief moment tonight just to engage with these shepherds. If you have your Bibles with you, we're going to read from Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 8, and read some of what the shepherds experienced. And for those of you who are tactile, you know, you may want to grab hold of your straw and just think of what the scene might have looked like for these shepherds who are out in the field. And it says at night. Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 8. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." What an amazing scene for these shepherds. I mean, you see that they respond initially with fear until the angels say, "No, don't be afraid. We come in peace. We come with good news." What an amazing scene. But why shepherds? Well, there are a lot of mixed thoughts about shepherds in the ancient Near Eastern world. I think there is a very broad spectrum of what scholars believe, what standing shepherds had in society. You know, right down one end, there are scholars who will say that shepherds were absolutely despised. They were considered to be untouchable. They were considered to be dirty and smelly. For the religious folk of Israel, touching animals and working with animals made you unclean. And so there are many who would say that shepherds were almost untouchable. There are scholars who will say that they had the reputation of being deceitful or scoundrels, often because they worked away from where people were watching them. They were accused of stealing sheep and selling sheep that didn't belong to them or abandoning their duties. A whole range of things are said about shepherds down that end of the spectrum. But up the other end of the spectrum, there are scholars who believe that shepherds had a very high honourable position, because for Israel, sheep were a necessary part of their religious belief, their religious practice. They needed to offer lambs on the altar. And in fact, some scholars talk about this region around Bethlehem as being the farmlands, the place where the sheep for the temple were raised, where the spotless lambs were raised. And so shepherds working here held a special place of honour. So perhaps they were at both ends of the spectrum. But I wonder tonight, as we explore this story, if maybe somewhere in the middle would be a good place to land as we think of the shepherds. I come back to our opening verse tonight, and I see these shepherds, and it says they were keeping watch over their flock by night. Now, they were out in the fields, and they were in the dark. They were probably quite isolated, probably quite alone. And I wonder, why did the angel come to these people, who some people may have regarded quite highly, some people may have regarded quite lowly, but were just working a job that needed to be done, a job that many people depended on, just as we depend on farmers today. They came to these people away from the center of society, people who were working by themselves, working late hours in a job that many people didn't get to see them do. Many people didn't come and thank them for it. I wonder, did the angel appear to these people as a reminder to us that this Christmas story, this gift, is not just for the Marys of this world who are especially gentle and humble? That this story is not just for kings and rich people and the highly educated, the people who have amazing gifts to bring. But this story is actually available to the everyday, the worker in the field, the commoner, the ones who perhaps feel as though their work is not appreciated, the ones who feel as though they're in a position where they're not noticed, perhaps not wanted, not cared about. So think about the shepherd story. I'm actually reminded and taken back to the very opening of Scripture in Genesis chapter 1. We read in the creation story that God said of humanity, of each of us, that we are given dominion over the earth. This was our original identity. Not that we were slaves, not that we were meaningless or forgotten about, but we were given a very rich and powerful identity as people who were involved in the rule and the reign, the government, the decision-making over all the earth. And this identity of people, not to be pushed aside, but to be at the center of everything. And as I think of these shepherds and go, well, why did the angels come to these shepherds out in the field where perhaps most of society weren't noticing them, weren't seeing them, weren't appreciating them? Could it be a reminder to us that this Christmas story, this Christmas gift, teaches us that Jesus is not a gift for some? That the kingdom of God, this partnership with the creator of all earth, is not reserved for just some, but it is for all of us. I wonder, as you come to Christmas, what your year has been like this year. I wonder how you're feeling. I wonder whether you are in a position where you are feeling rich and you have gifts to bring, or whether you're in a situation where you might be feeling a little underwhelmed, where maybe you're feeling unnoticed, or you're feeling like your role is unseen. How will you receive the gift of Christmas, the gift of Jesus this year. And to continue on reading the shepherd's story from Luke chapter 2. This is how the shepherds responded. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told to them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. The shepherd's response was to embrace this message, was to embrace this gift. Without hesitation, they said, "Let's go and let's see what is happening. Let's see what the angels have told us. Let's see if it's true. Let's see what it means." And I'm reminded of Jesus' opening words as he began his preaching ministry in Mark chapter 1. Jesus said, "Repent and believe that the kingdom of heaven is here. The kingdom of God is right here. It is at hand. It is in our midst. Will you take it and grab hold of it? Will you turn your life towards it and embrace it?" At the end of his ministry, he said to his disciples, anyone who would come follow him, he said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. So go and make disciples and teach them to obey all that I have taught. Teach them to follow my ways, my examples." I wonder, as we come to the story of the shepherds tonight, are you prepared to respond like them to the gift that is Jesus? This gift of hope for the world, the gift of a savior, the gift of one who never said yes to evil, the gift of one who showed us what it is to live, love, to give life, to speak words of hope and truth, to bring justice where there is injustice, to bring the kingdom of God. Because we are all invited into this story. And I think one of the risks that we have is it's very easy to say, well, there will be someone who will stand up on a stage and preach this message. There will be others who are amazing people who will go out and they will be advocates for the least, the lost and the broken. But actually, I'm too busy. You know, I've got Christmas shopping to do. There's so much going on for me. But I wonder, will we be challenged this Christmas as we engage with the shepherd's story? They left their work. Now, maybe some would say that was just who they were. They're part of their reputation. They didn't care about their work. But maybe it's actually that they found the most meaningful gift the world has ever seen, and they wanted to embrace it. Tomorrow, Clayton is going to be bringing us a message on why Christmas. And I'm sure he will fill out more of the story of what this gift is that I refer to. But tonight, I want to finish speaking and actually give you a chance to respond. As we come to the end of the year, I think it's a fantastic time to pause and think about the things that we know are going on in our world. And I encourage you tonight to take that phrase and let it mean whatever it needs to mean for you. Maybe your world is really just your inner world tonight that you need to be reflecting on. Maybe your world is your family. Maybe your world is your workplace, your school. Maybe it's your street. Maybe there are things on your heart that are much broader across the globe. But we're going to pause for a moment in our service, and I'm going to invite you, on each of your seats there is a heart, and these have been provided by Baptist World Aid. And there's space on the back for you to write a prayer of hope. I want to encourage you to just take a moment now. We're going to give you a couple of minutes to pause and think through where you have come this year, but then think, where will you be going into the new year? What is your hope for the world? What is your hope for your world? Where is it that the kingdom needs to break in? Where is justice needed in your world? Where is hope needed in your world? Where is truth needed? Where is life needed? Where is peace needed? Where is joy needed? Where is generosity needed? Where is faithfulness needed? Where is forgiveness needed? And as you write out these prayers, I want to issue a further challenge and ask, will you respond as the shepherds responded in this story? It's quite easy to write a prayer down on a piece of paper, but it's a little more challenging to choose to walk it out and be the answer to the prayer. Now, I believe that Jesus is the greatest gift the world has ever seen. I believe he is the greatest hope that we will ever know. I believe that he is redemption. I believe that he is salvation. I believe that he is healing. But I also believe that the opening of scripture that says we hold the government of the earth has never been taken away from us. And we each make choices that impact the lives of those around us. We each have the opportunity to bring life or take it away. And I want to encourage you, as you write out this prayer, as you notice the places around you that the kingdom needs to reach in and bless, I want to ask you if you, heading into 2018, are willing to be part of the answer to that prayer. And what does that look like? In a moment, we're going to continue to sing. And we're going to sing about the amazing grace that we have, the amazing freedom that we are given in Christ. I want to encourage you, if you would like to, there's a manger down the front of this this auditorium tonight, just where these Christmas trees are in red. I want to invite you to hop up out of your seat and bring your prayer and place it in that manger, just as a sign of saying, yes, I will walk like the shepherds walk. I will step up and I will step forward and I will be the hands and feet of Christ in this world. Thank you.